listener production.
Hi, it's Lachlan Itter with your local news briefing. Keepers at Rockhampton Zoo say they're heartbroken after Holly the chimpanzee passed away early yesterday morning. The 34-year-old chimp fell suddenly ill on Tuesday. Keepers and vets stayed with her through the night and say they did everything they could to care for her. She arrived in Rocky a decade ago and became a mum in 2020 when Gandali was born. Temps will reach 39 in Rockhampton today as this heatwave starts to ease. Gladstone is expecting 36 degrees while Mackay reaches 35. Severe thunderstorms are also likely from the southeast up to Rocky today, with damaging wind gusts and large hail possible. Industrial Relations Minister Grace Grace says employers have an obligation to protect their workers from heat, and workers too have a right to speak up and raise concerns.
And they have a right to ask that, obviously, the employer take consideration the temperatures that are outside. We had a worker who collapsed and died after picking fruit on a farm in very high temperatures. Now, we don't want that to happen again.
And fuel prices in our region are expected to remain stable heading into the weekend as global fuel prices remain low. Today, a litre of unleaded costs $1.87 in Mackay and $1.82 in Rocky, but we're told that could go up a few cents in the coming weeks. RACQ spokesperson Nikki Hayden says we should plan ahead these holidays.
Make sure you're arming yourself with that information about prices in your local area. There are plenty of apps and you can check out in real time what fuel companies near you are charging. Plan your route as well. It may be that the servo near work could be cheaper than the one near home.
To sport now, local talent will flood Brisbane in the new year for the Australian Indoor Hockey Championships. Two players from Rockhampton and five from Mackay have been chosen to represent the state in the under-18 men's teams. They'll be joined by three others from Rocky and two from Mackay in the under-21 side and a handful of others competing in the under-12s side.
From Listener and the Royal Institution of Australia, I'm Dr. Sophie Calabretto and this is The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. Twice a week, you'll hear the latest in science news from Australia and across the globe, in 15 minutes or less. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching,
if the stresses stop and the conditions revert to the normal, the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
Monkeypox conspiracy theories.
Chimps aren't even monkeys, they're apes. So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
To the secrets of nerve pain uncovered by a snail.
So when they were looking at the toxins from these snails, they discovered that the toxins were quite effective at closing off messages that travel through the body.
The Science Briefing. New episodes every Tuesday and Thursday. Download the Listener app now to listen for free and search The Science Briefing in the Listener app now.
Listener.